You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Get It Right Texoma with the Texoma Trio. Mike Hendren, Terry McAdams, Trey Sorala. How is everybody? Welcome to our show. And frequently we get together here. I start to say each week. We actually do this more than once a week. We get together here frequently to talk about local events here in Texoma and also regional, state, national headlines, international headlines, whatever the topics of the day are.
Interplanetary, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, you know, yeah, we could. If something comes out of Mars, it's really important.
Yeah.
You know, well, yeah. The latest on Venus.
Yeah, well, no kidding. Speaking of Mars, you know, they're still talking about this manned Mars mission. You know, maybe we could have simulcast to the Mars folks, you know.
Yeah. What is the fascination with colonizing Mars?
I really never understood it.
I don't either.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that on the air. It's like, what is it that, would you go? Well, no, I wouldn't go. I mean, because the idea is that you're going, yeah, it's a one-way trip at this point. And now, would I go to the moon? Yeah, I might. I don't know. We'll see. But would I go into space? Sure. But
not about colonization.
No, I know.
If you're saying, first off, this crap about the world is overcrowded, which is BS. I mean, there's a lot of empty land. But that being said, even if you really thought that, wouldn't you go to the moon first? Because it's a lot closer than Mars. Mars is not any better than the moon when it comes to atmosphere and all that.
We're trying to do that as well. I mean, that's been we just had that company successfully landed here a few weeks ago. The Chinese have tried a couple of times, I guess, since, and they, failed. But
I've heard people talk about colonizing Mars. The moon colonization was years ago in the 60s and 70s, but maybe the 80s. But now people are talking about colonizing Mars. It's like, why would you jump the moon to go to Mars if you really thought you need to colonize it?
Maybe there's different resources there. It's more like
different sand.
It's red instead of, white.
It's the same shit. There's no water there. There's no air that you can breathe. What difference is it?
No, I know. Well,
better quality of rocks.
Isn't it interesting that some of the people that are advocating for this are also in the idea that because you're going to have to make an atmosphere. I mean, eventually, and they're talking about that. And in theory, you could do all this stuff, but
the moon is a lot smaller.
I get you, but you can't. You're not going to get an atmosphere on the moon.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to colonize something.
I don't know.
We got some land right here in Wichita County you can colonize.
That's right. Well, you could be the first real estate agent on the moon.
I could be.
Why don't we open up Mars Realty?
I would really hate to have to try to make my living selling lots of land on Mars.
Those showings would be a bitch, wouldn't it?
I'm just
an open house?
Oh, well.
I've been sitting here for 12,
I bet my balloons would all deflate. So, anyway. We got a few things happening around here.
By the way, where are we sitting?
We're at the Mac Tech Solution Studios, by the way.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes. So. Right here in beautiful Wichita Falls, Texas at 4020 Ray Road.
Right.
Where you'll find Mac Tech Solutions, and this is where the studios are located.
Well, actually, I will bring this up. I mean, I was just concerned about when this might get actually published, but if this is Monday or Tuesday, I think, or before of the 18th would be Tuesday, we are having classes.
Yes.
On that day. I don't know if it'll be full by then, but hopefully it will be, but if not, check it out and see about getting in on our website.
So what kind of classes, Terry? You just say classes. It's first time listeners. They don't know what kind of classes. Yeah. Birthing classes? What the hell are we talking about here?
That's it. We're right back here. No. We're
bunch
going,
of women going.
Yeah. Well, but wait a minute. But men can have babies now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Anyway.
God. Yeah.
But anyway, we're having iPad and iPhone classes. We're going to teach you how to use it if you and be better at it. I'm sure most of you know how to use it, already. It just, there may be some better ways of doing things.
How to unlock the potential.
And that's exactly right. Unlock that potential.
Some people need to know how to unlock the phone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I think most of our users would be able to do that. But if you don't, we can still help you with that.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're going to be doing that on, it's a 2-night class. It's an hour and a half each night. Will be March 19th, Tuesday, March 19th, and Thursday, March, will that be the 21st? Yes. So those two evenings, one class, just two different meetings, like a college class, except 1 week, not beyond that, not 16 weeks. So we will be doing that, helping you out with your device. Mm-hmm. Now, we plan on adding more classes later, but it's actually right behind the camera here. It's our table with the everybody's going to sit at, and I got a big screen and everything. So
nice little classroom setup here.
That's right. So we're ready for you.
We are. All right. Hey, Party on the Green coming up on Friday, March the 22nd, this year, 2024, obviously. March 22nd, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. It benefits the Children's Miracle Network. The Josh Abbott Band will be playing an acoustic show. All this happens at Weeks Park Golf Course. Is that Champions now? Is that what they
call it? Yeah, I think it's a Champions Course at Weeks Park. Champions Course,
yeah, Weeks Park. And, again, that's going to be March 22nd, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And, again, it benefits Children's Miracle.
I don't think Josh Abbott's going to play from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
No, I'm going to guess he'll probably play from about 5 to 6:30,
yeah,
if I had to guess, or something like that.
Check the website to find out exactly what time Josh Abbott Band is going to play, but it is a golf scramble.
Usually your feature guy is like the last act.
That's
like it's because it's the feature act. So, anyway, Red River Wine and Beer Festival coming up at the J.S. Bridwell on Saturday, March the 23rd, 6 p.m. Tickets are $40 each. You get them from, from any senior, junior, forum member or at Cox Liquor on Kemp Boulevard. A huge event. I was just talking to a friend of mine last night about this, and they are expecting a really, really good crowd for this. The response so far apparently has been really good.
Yeah.
And really so good. It's going to be, they're expecting a huge event. So you want to get your tickets now. I don't know if they can really sell out necessarily. I don't know if there's a limit, but I don't think there is. I've never heard of there being a limit on this event because it's kind of a come and go kind of a thing. It's, you know, there are people that will go and spend 30 minutes and take off or whatever. But anyway.
Slamming their tasters down.
Yeah. Chug some tasters and hit the door, yeah. Anyway, that's coming up again March the 23rd at the J.S. Bridwell. So, and one of the sponsors of this podcast is Trace Company, Eddie Hills Fun Cycles, which is located at 401 North Scott, downtown Wichita Falls. Get them online at eddiehillsfuncycles.com. You've got another Cassie-sanctioned chili cook-off event coming up.
Yes, we do, Matt. May the 4th, Saturday, May the 4th. So if you're a Cassie chili cook, you're welcome to sign up. However you do that, they register online. The Cassie cooks know how to do that part. But it's going to benefit this year. Cook is going to benefit Pets, low cost kit clinic. They're a 501c3 and they do veterinary services at free or reduced cost for people.
They do,
and so that's going to be their beneficiary this year. And so come out; it's a great event, and you'll get to see some really top notch chili cooks doing their thing. Mm-hmm. They set up their booths. They have their own little booth to set up because part of the show is or part of what they're judged on is presentation as well.
Right.
You know, there's a judging for just the chili, but then there's also a judging of presentation. So it's a pretty neat event. Come out, and all the proceeds will go to benefit Pets, veterinary services, or whatever they're called.
Yeah, we were judges on one.
And hopefully and we'll
Mike,
do it again.
Yeah. Did you judge too? Are you in? Okay. Yeah, all right. So that's fun. And
it's not a bad gig if you can get it. Let me tell you.
And that anonymized. Number, you know, you don't know whose it is, and you taste it and you mark it down.
It's really cool.
The worst chili that you'll get served there is probably better than most you've ever had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all real good. It is honestly sometimes hard to judge because it's all so well, so good, so good, cooked so well. Right. You have to be careful not to judge it against each other. That's your job, is to judge that chili on its own merits.
Right.
And then everything gets tallied up.
Right. And that's, I was, all of them were, what was the top? Number was it 9 or 10?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever the top number is, I was just, I mean, I was in that 8, 9, and 10, or 7, 8, and 9, or whatever. I mean, yeah. It just wasn't.
Oh, you're talking about the top number you could score. I thought you were asking about specific what number won the chili.
No.
Yeah, 10. But on it, it's 0 through 10, but I've never scored. I don't think I've ever scored a Cassie chili less than about a 6.
Yeah, that's
and hard there's very to do very that. Few of
well,
those.
I did. See, I mean, I didn't see specific scores, but as I was watching them being passed, I didn't know whose it was or whatever. But I did see some people said a 4. But of course, you know, I was like, really? I was all good.
I did get one time that I think I'm pretty sure my tongue split in half because it was so hot.
Yeah, now that's
every
yeah,
that's once not... in a while you get one that makes you go, ooh.
Yeah, you don't blow your palate out.
And I like hot food, but I don't know all that. So anyway.
We got some big things going on at Midwestern State University.
Bowen Science
Hall. Or whatever, MSU, whatever that's called. It's still Midwestern State University.
Yeah, I know. Well, Bowen Science Hall, which I don't know if it's been remodeled in decades. I don't know when they've actually, but they've got a big expansion going on over there. They're dropping $43 million into the renovation and expansion at Bowen Science Hall, which, yes. You know, the sciences have grown in importance there in recent yeah. years. They probably need to do this, have probably needed to do this for a long time. And it's going to add another 7,500 square feet to the structure.
It's big.
Which that's pretty – well, you think about it, you know average size home is about 2,500 square feet. So you're talking more than the average, you know, more than double the average size home. That's going to add a lot of classroom, I'm sure, some classrooms and some research and science, you know, related laboratories or whatnot. I'm not sure what all they're getting into, but I have heard big things are happening around the sciences programs at MSU.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. And it's one of those deals. Once again, when you start building new schools or addition to learning spaces or whatever you call them, they're different. They're built differently.
Oh, sure.
Because the old days of building a box and a bunch of boxes inside, that stuff's over.
Yeah.
And it's flexible spaces. There's a lot of neat things that are going on. So this will be not only a new addition, but it's going to be innovative learning spaces.
Yeah, I know, you know, even in the early, well, even when you and I were students there eons ago, it was still very typical, the typical lecture hall kind of setup where you've got, you know, 150 people to a room and one professor down at the bottom lecturing up to everybody. I don't know that that's really such a popular design anymore. I think now it's more smaller classrooms.
More collaborative. Learning how to work in teams, that kind
of thing. Yeah, it's a little more, and some trying to get a little closer to the one-on-one approach, I think, with learning even at the collegiate level. It's just the attitudes about how you deliver the education has changed there, just like it has at the public school level. You know, you look at the new schools we're building in Wichita Falls. I mean, they're not going to be anything like the old schools were.
No, it's completely like different. Yeah.
Totally different concepts and all that. So, anyway, Smith's Garden Town, 75 years in business, so I think we've acknowledged them previously, but I want to say it again. Congratulations, guys. Not many businesses around here, around anywhere, celebrating 75
years. Yeah, that's very unusual. Years. Yeah, they may be, I don't know if they're the second or third oldest business in Wichita Falls. Prime's Barbecue is an old business. I mean, we've been in business. Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles has been in business since 1966. Yeah. Prime's Barbecue's been around a long time.
Yep.
Husky Hat, they're still around?
Who's that?
Husky Hat Company.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah. Probably Husky is 56, 57.
It'd be interesting
years
to find out what the oldest business is. Businesses in Wichita Falls that are been continuously in business.
Well, I mean, you're certainly on that list with Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles.
We're on a lot of lists. 50, but yeah.
before 58 years now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, but it would just be interesting to find.
Well,
out.
Here, let's see if there's a.
Here's the thing. You know, I think once you hit, because you're really close to that 60 year mark.
Right.
So I think Eddie needs to plan some kind of a drag strip demonstration on Scott Avenue.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You know. Get the old drag car out, you know, one last big hot run right down Scott Avenue.
I know one time that somebody, when we used to do the open houses, when Eddie was drag racing, and somebody made a comment that they thought he ought to do a drag race over the Scott Street Bridge to P3. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that car's not made for that. It's made to be on a flat level ground.
Yeah.
So. Okay, well, here's and this is an article from the Times Record News from February of 2022, so what, 2 years ago? And 1901 Wichita Falls Chamber of Commerce, they're not a for-profit really business, but Guarantee Title, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
1903, formed by W.F. Turner as Guarantee Abstract and Title Company. So there, that seems to be the first bank. In 1907, Times Record News, 1907, although unfortunately that's not what it was once.
Not even a shadow of its former self.
1910, Sherrill and Gibson Law Firm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wichita Energy, 1914, Harvey Drilling Company.
See, they're not around anymore, I guess.
1915, Metters Oil, 1919, Clinics in North Texas, 1919, 1920, Freeman and Shepherd and Story, another CPA. So, yeah, 1922, Corlett Probst and Boyd. Yeah.
Surveyors.
Yeah.
Survey.
Yeah. There you go. Those are the, the oldest. 1903, so that's 119. Well, 119.
So, Trey, all you got to do is work another 50 years to get into the same league with them.
There we go.
You know, I mean, if you hang in there until 105 or 6.
Yeah, you know, is that it?
Something like that, you know. 103 anyway.
But still, nothing to take away from Smith's Garden Town at all.
No, absolutely not. No, that's an amazing accomplishment.
Not at all. Smith, you got a little more work to do too, though. So, we had some high school students from the Wichita Falls ISD that won a National Space Technology Challenge from the U.S. Department of Education. Speaking of sciences, they earned a $6,250 award for supplies and other prizes. The winning project is called, is it AI Satellite System for Cybersecurity? Am I reading that correctly?
Yep.
I want to make sure it wasn't OWL.
No.
AI Satellite
System. Shall we play a game? That was OWL, though.
What is it? No. To protect satellites?
I guess so.
Since they're talking about using recycled materials to prevent cyber attacks and low. But I'm not, okay, I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, well, we probably didn't have time to go into the whole details on this show, but it was interesting. I thought it was interesting. 71 students from all three campuses participated.
That's quite a chunk.
Yeah, well, not only that, the collaboration, like we talked about, collaborative. Yeah. You know, used to when Mike and I were in school, and there were three high schools when we were in school. Yeah. You didn't collaborate with other high schools. I mean, you didn't. No. It's not that you didn't want to, but. You didn't have the means to. What are you going to do? Get on the telephone, send them a pigeon? You know, what are we going to do here, you know? But now with the internet and with Zoom meetings and all that sort of stuff, these kids can collaborate with kids all over the world, and I think it's just awesome.
That is. Well, congratulations to all of them. You know who you are. Congratulations. Thank you for doing that, and it's quite an accomplishment for sure. I want to talk about you've had this on the list for a couple of weeks here. People using the terms me, personally, and literally. And I think I know where you're going with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you do hear this a lot.
Oh, it's in the lexicon.
Well, it goes to the narcissism of society in many ways. But I'll let you elaborate on that.
Well, okay. So if you use the word me, you don't need to use the word personally.
Yeah.
You know, me personally.
And then
you hear me personally, wait a minute. I mean, I get it. If you're saying it, it is you.
Right.
It's not impersonal. It's not me publicly.
Yeah.
You know, it's you just say me or I personally, or you, the word me personally or I personally. I personally think, well, if you say I, you don't need the word publicly. Obviously, I think da 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 da. You can't say I, somebody else other than me. Think, you would say they think,
right.
We think. Well, it's a stupid language thing.
Well, what about your my opinion? In my opinion,
but you don't say personally. You just say my opinion.
No. But do you even need to say my opinion?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, you.
I mean, if you're talking about someone else's opinion or this opinion or that. You can differentiate. But sometimes I wonder if even need to say my opinion.
Not quite as much, but this is the me personally. You throw that extra term in. But the one that drives me is literally. the much overused word of literally.
Literally.
So people say, I literally died. No, you fucking didn't. You're still talking.
You're still breathing. So if I say, my opinion, and this is the only thing that you need to ever consider, that's kind of going a little too far.
Yeah, yeah, probably so.
Here's why I love in real estate is hot water heater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Water heater.
That's
I
a very common
myself
one.
On that
it's
one,
a yeah. water heater, yes. And the water will get hot if it's working correctly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hot heat water the hot
heater.
Water.
Hot water heater's a little redundant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop but, with the hot water heater.
The literally is the one that drives me bonkers more than any of it. Literally. Is when you hear people say, I literally died, or I literally went to the moon, or I literally. No, you didn't. Literally means it really happened. Stop using it. If you use it on a regular basis, you sound literally stupid. You sound illiterate.
Yeah, you went to the moon. I literally went to the
moon. Yeah, I mean, people use it all the time.
How much did that cost?
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to put emphasis.
That's
fine. You can emphasize things and sound reasonable.
It goes a little too far in that.
Right, as opposed to emphasizing things and sounding like you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It reduces the value of the words.
It absolutely does. And that's the thing. This all goes into the words. Words have meaning.
Yep.
And we talked about this, I believe, in the last podcast or one of the other ones here. The bullshit that's being trying to spin with the words that we use. Health care as opposed to health insurance. Yep. Newcomer. Well, first off, illegal alien was illegal alien. What was wrong with that? But then it went to migrant. Undocumented worker. By the way, you're assuming everybody's working. I'm going to say that some of those people are not working. Or undocumented person. But now it's newcomer. That is such BS. Hijacking the language, you start trying to change the narrative. And what you're trying to do is make things sound less impactful than they are.
Well, the current administration is trying to soften the language.
It's not just this has been going on for a long time.
Well, I know, but they're losing. The Democratic Party is losing ground big time, and they're losing on the illegal immigration.
They're losing
issue.
It bigly.
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 Remember that? That was a stupid one that Trump used to say.
Losing it bigly.
Bigly.
they are losing on this, and they know they're losing on this. And so now there's this whole thing with the newcomer. It's panic-driven. The shift to this word is panic-driven. Oh, my God, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And we've got to figure out a way to try to turn this quickly if we can. And so soften the language so that you're – and the only reason to do this is they're trying to appeal to a portion of their base that they know they're losing.
A small portion, though. But that's the thing. How small is it? It's the same thing as did you hear that Joe Biden, when Joe Biden during the State of the Union address, which maybe we can talk about that at the next show, but during the State of the Union address, he used the word illegal migrant or illegal. He didn't say immigrant. I think he said illegal migrant for the guy who's been accused of killing Lincoln Riley. Okay? And then he went and apologized, and there was this milquetoast host of an NBC show that was, or CNBC or one of those that was interviewing him, and he said, and he confronted him about saying it, and Biden goes, well, I shouldn't have said that, and then he apologizes for saying, this is ridiculous. Call a spade, call things with what they are.
Yeah, I don't understand why we are we seem to have a segment of our society, both in and out of politics, that are bent on somehow, some way collapsing this nation, which makes absolutely no sense. Why would you want to destroy the very thing that gives you the wealth and the power that you have?
And by the way, you're going to lose your right now. You have the right to try this. Collapse the nation, you won't have a right to. Go to China. Yeah. Go to Saudi Arabia. Go to name a country. Go to England.
It lives under a dictatorship.
Yes,
basically.
Go to England. England is not a dictatorship. England is probably, or Canada and England are probably the two closest partners that we have that their governments are run similar to ours. They don't have the rights we have. Perfect example, the Canadian truckers.
Yes.
They were getting their accounts frozen.
Yeah.
Individuals.
Yeah.
In England, they can go to your house without a warrant. that's a some sort of probable cause, they don't have to go before a judge and get a warrant to come to your house.
Yeah, which to us that seems insane. That seems absolutely insane. Well,
but doesn't it seem insane that Jordan Peterson up in Canada? They're still under the, I guess, rule or some influence from England. Right, at least influenced their government the way it was built anyway. I don't know how close tied it is now.
Well, they consider the king the king, but they don't. Yeah. Yeah, they don't run their government the same way. But
well, they're and we brought it up on the radio before, but they do not have the equivalent of our Constitution. They have something that may approach it, and it's similar, but it's not. But it talks about that it gives some exceptions.
Okay, absolutely, yeah.
It lays out these. Well, but if the government really doesn't think that it's healthy for everybody, what you're saying, then you know.
Well, Jordan Peterson is being ordered to take re-education classes. We ever heard this re-education stuff before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, communism and Nazism and stuff.
Right. So he can think right, so he can get his mind straight, and so that they can compel him to speak a certain way is the whole point of all of this. He has an opinion. Even if your opinion is wrong, you should still be able to do it, unless it's going to incite some sort of violence, which, of course, they accused President Trump of.
I was going to say, and where does that go? To me, that's a really weird line. Okay, so if you tell somebody, if I say, Mike, I want you to go out there and murder that guy. If you go and do it, why am I in trouble? I mean, how did I make you do it? I didn't make. And if you're that weak minded, it's all on you. That's why I don't like this incite stuff.
Well, but it's the theater, the fire in the theater.
Well, maybe it's fire in a theater where nobody can see what's going on.
Right.
But if somebody tells you to do something, if you were there on January 6th, let's just say that one because we talked about it, and Donald Trump said go to the Capitol, and you went to the Capitol because of Donald Trump said so, you're an idiot.
Here's the thing.
Wanted to go to the Capitol, that's fine. But if you said simply because somebody else did it.
You can extrapolate that several ways. You could say, well, there was this television show, and on the television show, a character made a suggestion that another character go out and commit a crime. And then you could say, well, somebody in real life actually committed that crime. If they watched that TV show, maybe that's where they got the idea. Now you're going to go prosecute the actors and the producers.
That's what I'm saying. It just makes no sense.
Then that sounds ridiculous. But that's the kind of ridiculousness that we're getting into now. Mm-hmm. We literally are trying to create the thought police. We really are.
He says literally, he means that they really are. Yeah. I mean, well, think about it. Wasn't there that person that was going to be what was her title going to be? The director of misinformation or something in the administration?
Yes.
That was literally
thought police.
And we're going to use the word literally properly because they were literally trying to do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying.
In my opinion.
We're trying.
Me personally.
We're trying to create. There's this. I think in the minds of some of the people that support this, they see some sort of utopian society that can be created from that. That doesn't exist.
No.
That is a falsehood. That is a lie. There is no such thing. It's just, I've been saying for years, and I've been saying this as both a broadcaster and a voter for years. You can sit here all day long and you know, wax poetic about what you think is the perfect presidential candidate, the perfect congressional candidate, or whatever. You are never going to find someone that you can be in lockstep with 100% on everything. You're not going to find the perfect candidate. They don't exist. Perfect people don't exist.
Correct.
We're always going to have differences. We're always going to disagree on certain things. We're always going to... There's always going to be things where we don't see eye to eye. You have to agree to disagree on certain things in life and move forward.
Well, I have one sort of philosophy that I just wish somehow that we could agree to.
You want
to
pick this up on the next
well,
one?
Well, we're not quite there. We're almost at 30. Yeah, because we were recording a little early. So,
we got a couple minutes left here before we hit the list.
So one of the things that I wanted to, that I have really encouraged people to do, and I've said this many, many times, if just as an example is the budget. If we came to a balanced budget, I absolutely have no problem with the scenario as follows. And Texas has to do this on a balanced budget every 2 years, is the fact
that the city of Wichita Falls, the county of Wichita Falls, the school district, not just Texas.
And why is it that the federal government can't do this same thing that within Congress that, that they fight it out? It's we're all there and we've got this last $1 million to spend. And you're advocating for this bill that's going to spend the $1 million and it's to help homeless puppies, you know, or something. And then we're trying to get, you know, $1 million for vests to you know, for Homeland Security. I don't know, whatever, make it up, whatever it is. That last $1 million and we fight it out and your bill wins, even if I didn't agree and didn't like it. You know what? We shake the end of the day and we hope that we get it the next time around. No, what we got to do is we have to offer up that we'll both win if you'll do this and I'll do this. And so we spend another $1 million that we didn't need to spend. Of course, it's, I wish it was just $1 million, right?
Yeah, right.
And it just, I don't understand why. There's no curbs. There's nothing to keep us from doing that. We keep raising that debt limit. We're allowed to spend up to that. And that, anyway, without getting into that part of it, I just don't understand.
Convention of state, same type of thing. Exactly. Put a law in place. Congress must. In other words, by this time, you can't go home until you do this. By law, you have to pass a balanced budget. Right. That's what the state of Texas does. That's what, you know, when they're down there, go ask James Frank or whatever. When they're down there, you cannot leave until the budget is finalized.
Right.
And it's got to be a balanced budget. Period. End of story. It's against the law not to.
Yep.
And maybe they're going to put you in jail or keep your paycheck or something until you do. But anyway.
Well, if you're watching our podcast, obviously you're watching on YouTube. You can also hear our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast as well. And we appreciate you being a part of today's show, and we welcome you back for the next episode as soon as that drops right here on whatever platform you're getting us on. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Get It Right Texoma, and be sure to comment. We want to get your feedback on the show as well, so leave us your comments as well, and be sure to share this with all of your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, people you love, people you hate, whatever. Just share it with them anyway. You know, be even the ones you dislike. Give it. You feel like you're giving them a gift. You know, feel like you're giving them a gift. Until next time, take care. We'll see you down the road, guys.